Dr. Fred Quarles is a semi-retired dermatologist living in the Tidewater area of Virginia. He's also with the Virginia arm of the National Medical Association, established in 1895.
African-American physicians that convene for scientific reasons annually to identify and end the disparities in healthcare, especially as they pertain to African-Americans.
Early on, as the COVID vaccinations rolled out, healthcare workers and older people in nursing homes got their shots first, due in part to a lack of vaccine inventory, notes Quarles.
And due to that restriction, it did miss quite a few people within the inner city, within those communities where there are a large population of African Americans, Hispanics. They weren't availed of it.
But when the vaccines became more widely available, there was another problem.
Then comes the misinformation about the vaccine and whether it's safe. So some of the fairy tales that were put out regarding it, and I can understand the skepticism early on, and that early on skepticism dealing with the Tuskegee study that was done all the way up until the 70s, from 1932 until 1970, where they were doing experimentation with the penicillin and the whole syphilis study. Some of that came out and hit the news, but a lot of folk really aren't aware of the Tuskegee study, even within the black community. I think that played up more than it should have been, because this is a whole different animal, this coronavirus and the vaccine. We're living in real time.
Quarles has spent some time on the road in semi-retirement, even practicing dermatology in the Missouri Ozarks.
It's not just the black community, it's the white community as well. When it comes to these evangelicals who are saying, don't worry about the vaccine, keep your faith in the Lord.
A recent study from Quote Wizard looked at the reasons why some Virginians are still not getting vaccinated, worries about side effects, those still waiting to see if it's safe or don't trust COVID vaccines, and those who don't trust the government are high on the list. Quarles on how to overcome that fear or the lack of knowledge.
We're going to have people within every demographic to speak to that demographic, people they trust and believe in. And it's going to be celebrities, athletes. It's not going to be nobody listens to politicians really much anymore. We don't trust politicians.
As for Dr. Fred Quarles, he says, quote, he trusts Fauci, as in Dr. Anthony Fauci speaking recently on CNN.
Vaccination has been the solution to every major public health issue in which a vaccine was developed for. I mean, smallpox, polio, measles. Yeah. It is historically, over decades and decades and decades, yeah, shown to be the way you control an infectious disease. When you have a virus that's circulating in the community and you are not vaccinated, you are part of the problem because you're allowing yourself to be a vehicle for the virus to be spreading to someone else.
For WFIR News in Depth, I'm Gene Morano.